Power outages in North Carolina are causing so much concern that the FBI is investigating. Officials believe intentional attacks on substations are causing power outages in Moore County near Fayetteville. But at this time, they haven't named any suspects or even motives. 40,000 customers were in the dark as of Sunday. The investigation turned into a criminal investigation when utility crews found signs of potential vandalism to equipment at several different sites, including two substations that were damaged by gunfire. We're talking millions of dollars in estimated damage. In order to protect residents, property, businesses, and public services, the authorities announced a mandatory curfew from 9 p.m. until 5 a.m. in the county. The curfew, which started Sunday, will continue nightly until there's an emergency declaration. This outage is impacting the community in all sorts of ways, as you can imagine. All schools in the county were closed on Monday. There was no church on Sunday. Traffic lights are out. Many businesses are closed, with a few stores using generators to open their doors. Authorities opened a shelter, which is running on a generator. According to local officials, the damage is significant and rerouting power just isn't an option. As of Monday, an FBI manhunt was underway, but whoever is responsible remains a mystery to the community. We'll keep you updated in the coming days right here on CNN 10. Next up, CNN business producer John Sarlin is introducing us to Block Power, one of a handful of companies looking to make clean energy affordable for everyone. The Brooklyn, New York-based business wants to help companies prioritize helping the climate while also lowering utility bills and saving money. The company also targets dense and low-income neighborhoods where significant cost savings can help the most. They've reached nearly 1,200 buildings in New York so far. Let's learn more.
In 2020, residential and commercial buildings accounted for 13% of greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S., but the cost of buying and installing green technology can cost tens of thousands of dollars.
Greening buildings can be really difficult, complicated, and hard, and a little scary and expensive.
But what if it wasn't expensive, and you could make your building green without paying any upfront costs? A company called Block Power is one of a handful of companies trying to make that possible.